The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome, welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on this July 5th. I can't believe it's the 5th of July already. My goodness. It seems, you know, we had a real cool June until just a few days ago. It seems like summer just got here. And, I grew up in Southern California, so summer wasn't that different from winter, you know? I mean, it wasn't, you know? We had nice weather all year round. But Joy grew up in Ohio. And she used to tell me all the time that when she was a kid in school, 4th of July, summer was over. It was over, done. Summer was done. And I used to think, that's so weird. I don't think it's so weird anymore. Today is the 5th of July already. My goodness. All right, I don't know how much you watched TV yesterday, and if you wanted to see President Trump's salute to American military, you certainly wouldn't have seen it on CBS, NBC, or ABC. They intentionally chose not to show any of it, none of it. Now, I can promise you that if Barack Obama, during his 8 years of his presidency, if he had chosen to do a big day-long salute, it would have been covered cover to cover, end to end by all of the major networks. But since it's Trump, no. Now, Joy and I then watched two of the network news last night, 10 o'clock news, and then the 11 o'clock news. I'm not going to tell you which was which, but anyway, we watched that, and they covered it. President Trump was in Washington, D.C., and they had the Blue Angels fly over, and there was a pretty big crowd, but his Democratic rivals didn't like it. And this person said this: oh, it's terrible. It's horrible. He wants to be a tyrant. He wants to be a king. Yeah, I don't know why the president did that. Sure made him look small. But, you know, just because he feels so weak, he had to bring out tanks. Yeah, the president shouldn't have done it because he spent money that we don't have. So, I mean, seriously, they spent about, I don't know, what, 15 seconds? Saying, well, the president, you know. And then they spent the next 30, 45 seconds playing clips of his detractors. Why? You know, it was a news event. Just all I expect from the news is to report the news. And the news was the rally in D.C. The news was not the Democratic response. That was not the news. That's editorial. And yet, all of the networks, none of them covered it live, at least not any of the broadcast networks. None of them carried it live. All of the network news late last evening, covered it, but they gave more time to the detractors, the negative, than they did the positive. The bias is so unbelievably obvious. And then when it was over, and I was shocked, CNN carried it live. So did Fox. Fox carried it live. CNN carried it live. So I thought it'll be interesting. So as soon as it was over, I flipped over to CNN, and they had a panel. CNN always has a panel. And all the members of the panel, well, it was terrible. It was awful. I don't know why the president did that. Never happened before. We have never, ever in the history of America had tanks and military equipment in the streets of Washington, D.C. Only this militaristic, tyrannical, dictatorial president would ever want to do this. I thought, you bunch of liars. Because they are. I'll get to that in just a moment. But anyway, it was fascinating that today in the analysis, I think President Trump's looking pretty good in the analysis. Washington Post, they hate Trump. Here's an opinion piece from today's Washington Post. Trump made his critics look small during his salute to America. The president delivered a deeply unifying address that celebrated America's accomplishments. Another headline from the Washington Post. Democrats swore Trump would give a partisan speech. Instead, he gave a unifying one. It's fascinating when the Washington Post is forced to say something positive about Donald Trump. And then the whole thing, it's never happened before, never in history. Never has a president had tanks. Here is USA Today. Today. USA Today, which is not a fan of Donald Trump. Headline, tanks a lot. Play on words. Tanks a lot. Trump 4th of July celebration wasn't first time armored vehicles rumbled into Washington. Dateline Washington. Tanks rumbled down Pennsylvania Avenue for Dwight Eisenhower's inaugural parade. John F. Kennedy deployed them 8 years later, as well as missiles. Yeah, not only tanks. John F. Kennedy had missiles rolling down the street. And then the USA Today article goes on for four pages, recounting the other times that presidents and others had tanks and other equipment rolling through the streets. In fact, I'm looking at a picture of the inaugural parade for Dwight D. Eisenhower on January 21st, 1953. And there are tanks going down Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm looking at the picture as far as you can see. And then I'm looking at another picture of John F. Kennedy's inaugural parade. And I see tanks, armored vehicles, and missiles rolling down the street down Pennsylvania Avenue. So all of the detractors on the left that says it's never happened before. No president has ever done this before. They lied. Now, again, if you're a regular listener, you know I do not throw around the L word often. I don't use it lightly. But every one of these dozens of Democrats and news reporters who said, this is unprecedented, it's never happened before, only Donald Trump. It would take them 30 seconds to do an internet search, 30 seconds to find out that what they were saying was absolutely bogus, false. And then to add insult to injury, pictures of the crowd yesterday, huge, phenomenally big, big, big crowd. And the weather was bad. It was raining and so forth. And the left-wing conspiracy kooks are filling the internet with edited photos, Photoshop photos. They're fake photos. They're false photos. These aren't real photos. The White House doctored the photos. Well, get this. Snopes, and most of you know that Snopes is pretty left-wing. They're pretty liberal. So Snopes, the left-wing liberal fact-checking site, checked out and said, no, the photos are genuine. They are real. So the left is flipping out because the president actually had a very, very successful rally. In spite of some pretty bad weather, gave what many, many people are saying the best speech of Donald Trump's life. Very best speech of his life. There was one glitch. The teleprompter went out on him once, and he said that in 1776, the revolutionary troops secured the airports. Oops. Okay, he goofed. There's no doubt about it. But from everything I can gather, it was a phenomenally, phenomenally successful rally. One of the greatest speeches that Donald Trump has ever given. Some people are saying it's one of the greatest speeches ever delivered in Washington. I don't know about that, but people are saying that. Anyway, it was very successful, and the liberal left is having a fit.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And again, I welcome you to Bob Burney Live. Thank you again for joining me. Let's go to the phones. Next up is Jack in Worthington. Hey, Jack, you're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Jack.
I watched on Fox News President Trump's speech. Boy, was I a proud American. That was great. And I watched the red, white, and boom on the internet from Washington, D.C. That was live.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
And seeing the Blue Angels. When President Trump mentioned great heroes like Sergeant Alvin York,
yeah,
who was a born-again Christian, and all these fine, brave men and women that went and fought our wars. Yeah, John Glenn, who flew jets, I think, in Korea. We had to mention a whole bunch of men. I even saw a war hero on Groucho Marx, You Bet Your Life show, when 1950 they showed on YouTube. You know who it was?
No.
Cochise, the chief of the Chickasaw Apache.
Oh.
He was the grandson of the original Cochise. He flew fighter planes in World War One. Then he lied about his age in the 40s, and at the age of 60, flew B-17s.
Hmm.
Was pilots.
Wow, no kidding.
You hear about great men like that. And then he mentioned about the brave men at Mount Suribachi. You know, one of them was a full-blooded Native American, Ira James.
Oh.
And he received the Gold Medal of Honor.
Wow.
And it was just, I'm afraid, from what I've seen of the Democrats and hearing what they've said, if they get into office, you know, God, or President Trump is God's answer to prayer. A lot of Christians prayed for him to get elected, and Vice President Pence. If they put the Democrats back into office, you know, God can put judgment on this country.
Well,
he
indeed,
can change the weather.
Indeed, he can.
He can make your dollar be worth absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Did you see the entire program from Washington with the president?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay. All right.
And that,
see, I you know
the military bands playing.
Yeah,
oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Jack. Thanks. Appreciate it. Glad you got to see it. Thank you.
Okay. God
thanks.
Bless you.
You too. You know what the left was saying is this was going to be partisan. He was going to use it to attack his opponents. He didn't. It was purely a patriotic speech, a long speech, because he honored all branches of the military. And again, for me, the outstanding thing of the criticism was the hypocrisy. At so many patriotic celebrations, like the Capitol 4th, which is on PBS every year, it's been on, I think, for 40 years. They almost always play that medley of all of the theme songs from all of the different branches of the military. You know, I think most of you know what I'm talking about. It's a medley of all of the theme songs from the different branches of the military. And when each branch of the military is featured in the audience, they say, all right, all of the Marines, stand to your feet. All of the Navy, stand to your feet. And everybody applauds and thinks, and they say, isn't that patriotic? That's exactly what Trump did yesterday. That was a little more extravagant. He had flyovers from all of the different branches of the military, but he did exactly the same thing in just a fuller, more extravagant manner. But the entire rally was simply to honor our troops. And yet the liberal left just picked him to pieces. They picked him apart. And I don't know. I think to a lot of people, they're getting tired of the constant drumbeat of if Trump did it, it's bad. No matter what he does, it's bad. I think even Democrats are getting tired of this because it's so inconsistent. It's so hypocritical. So anyway, when we come back from the break, I'm going to move on to other things. But I thought it was great. I think most Americans thought it was great. I think it was received very well by the people who saw it. Now, again, the three broadcast networks intentionally refused, and I say that advisedly, but they refused to air it. They were asked if they would, and all three of them, even though it was a huge national event with the President of the United States featuring all of the branches of the military, all three networks refused to air it. All right, we'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.